This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. Gay rights in Queensland remain firmly under the spotlight with the bombshell announcement that the LNP government will scale back civil unions and ban same-sex couples from having children through surrogacy. Just weeks after Premier Campbell Newman announced an amendment prohibiting state-sanctioned ceremonies, the Queensland government has further watered down civil unions by renaming them registered relationships. The state's Attorney General has also announced the government will amend the altruistic surrogacy law to ban same-sex couples, despite this promise from Mr Newman before the election.
We're not making any changes to the laws on those matters.
Healthy Communities Chief Executive Paul Martin says the new name demeans same-sex couples.
There's one thing after the other. Everyone's feeling under attack. And initially there's shock, then it became anger, a lot of sadness, a lot of grief. Now people are starting to get into the phase where they're feeling somewhat defeated and depressed.
A Senate committee has given its endorsement for marriage equality. The inquiry received a record number of submissions, over 79,000. 58% of those were in favour of gay marriage. The inquiry was into the Australian Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young's bill for marriage equality. Last week, a lower house inquiry declined to support or reject the proposed legislation, so the findings of this Senate inquiry have been hailed as historic by Alex Greenwich of Australian Marriage Equality. The vote on the bills is not expected until later in the year.
Same-sex couples who consider themselves married have been counted in Australian census data for the first time. According to the 2011 census, there are 33,714 same-sex couples across the country, more than 1,300 of which travelled overseas to get married. There is almost 13,000 gay couples in New South Wales, nearly 9,000 in Victoria, and just short of 6,000 in Queensland.
Last week, QNN reported on the Salvation Army's stance on gay marriage and homosexuality. The controversy intensified after one of its leading officials said that homosexuals deserve to die. Speaking to Melbourne's Joy 94.9, the Salvo's Victorian spokesman, Major Andrew Crabe, endorsed a biblical passage that said being gay was evil and punishable by death.
That's a part of our belief system. The love that we would show is about that consideration for all human beings to come to no salvation.
Or die.
Well, yes.
Now, however, the Salvation Army has sincerely apologised to the gay community for the comments.
The next generation of drag queens are taking their stilettos and wigs to Outback Australia in a bid to renew the acceptance produced by the original Priscilla film. A troupe of 10 drag queens have been retracing the steps of the 1994 film and have already travelled through Port Augusta and Coober Pedy as they travel from Sydney to Alice Springs. Writer and director of the original film, Stephen Elliott, told the ABC that Priscilla helped break down stereotypes, but modern politics had brought back the apprehension.
Two of the hottest topics in this country is A, mining, and B, marriage equality. And it's just become so political and angry, and we're chewing up time in Parliament talking about it. My aim out here is to diffuse it and try and put a little bit more fun back.
One of Australia's senior Muslim imams has said that homosexuality goes against human nature. Sheikh Yahya Safi said homosexuality is a major sin. The Sheikh also expressed belief that it would be rare for a Muslim to be gay, despite research earlier this year by the Arab Council of Australia showing the discrimination gay Muslims face. QNN understands that the most important Muslim authority in Australia, the Australian Islamic Council, has largely remained silent on their stance to gay marriage and is understood to have declined participating in the recent Catholic Church's advocacy against gay marriage. To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Retired gay footballer Marcus Urban was tweeting for the website allout.org during this week's England versus Ukraine match to highlight the anti-gay law currently being considered by the Ukraine. If passed, the law would prohibit the promotion of homosexuality in the media and impinge on human rights.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.